This week, the world marked the 60th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, the largest of the Nazi concentration camps. As many as 1.5 million people died there, most of them Jews. They died in gas chambers or from starvation and disease. When Soviet soldiers entered the camp on January 27, 1945, they found thousands of emaciated prisoners left behind by the retreating Germans. On Thursday, world leaders gathered among the former camp buildings at Auschwitz to remember the victims. In Brussels, the European Parliament condemned the Holocaust and took note of what it called a disturbing rise in anti-Semitism in Europe. NPR's senior European correspondent Silvia Poggioli has been following the commemorations and the ongoing discussions of anti-Semitism and joins me now. Hi, Silvia.
Hi, Jennifer.
Silvia, is there any precedent in Europe for these ceremonies that marked the anniversary of the liberation at Auschwitz?
No, this was the biggest ever in Europe. More than 30 heads of state, including the presidents of Israel, Germany, and Russia, who were representing the victims, the perpetrators, and the liberators, were there, along with hundreds of survivors. They all huddled in the cold for many hours in an emotion-filled event that was carried live by TV networks throughout Europe. Several European analysts saw this 60th anniversary as the beginning of united Europe's coming to grips with its shared memory and responsibility for the Holocaust. They say that 10 years ago, the idea that Auschwitz would have become part of Europe's collective memory would have been inconceivable, because Europe today is no longer divided. And with the new Eastern members of the European Union, they're coming to terms with their own responsibility in the Holocaust that had been covered up by communist regimes. The Polish intellectual and EU Parliament member Bronislaw Geremek went so far as to say that the liberation of Auschwitz was one of the pillars that led to the creation of the European Union itself. He sees the new Europe as an answer to totalitarian ideology.
Tell us about the resolution adopted by the European Parliament.
Well, the European Parliament passed the resolution that January 27th should be declared European Memorial Day. It says Europe should not forget its own history. The concentration and extermination camps built by the Nazis are among the most shameful and painful pages of the history of our continent. But while the governing elites of Europe are beginning to see the Holocaust as a collective historical reference point, there's not a similar awareness among the younger generation. A recent BBC poll showed that nearly half of those surveyed had never heard of Auschwitz, which suggests that schools are not doing as much as they should to keep the memory alive.
Well, I guess the Organization of Security and Cooperation in Europe is going to hold a conference on anti-Semitism in June. Might this inform some of the younger generation? And does it mean that Europeans are taking a new look at this issue?
Well, you know, first of all, the EU resolution also asked for greater efforts at education. And the situation's uneven. For example, in parts of Italy, and certainly in the Rome school system, there are incredible efforts at getting kids to know about the Holocaust. The mayor of Rome often accompanies students to Auschwitz at least once or twice a year. So it's not an even situation throughout the continent. What Europe right now is, certainly there's an awareness, because it's facing the challenge of integrating millions of new Muslim immigrants. At the same time, there's a backlash. There are right-wing parties that are gaining popularity. So there has been a considerable increase in anti-Semitic incidents, and several organizations that identify the perpetrators as disadvantaged and disaffected Muslim youth, alongside traditional far-right groups, skinheads, and some anti-globalist activists. One report said that the number of recorded incidents jumped by 20% last year. Now, several analysts say that strong anti-Israeli sentiment in Europe often crosses the line into anti-Semitism, and there's growing concern that anti-Jewish statements are becoming acceptable in European society, or at least there is too much indifference towards Jews' tragic history. For example, when Britain's Prince Harry wore a Nazi uniform with a swastika to a costume party. But at the same time, there was a lot of outrage very recently at the walkout of far-right legislators from the Saxony Parliament in Germany, who refused to take part in a minute's silence for Holocaust victims.
One of the countries that's seen a lot of attacks is France. After the second Palestinian Intifada started 4 years ago, there were a number of attacks against Jewish targets there, and a lot were blamed on Muslims of North African descent who maybe were acting against Israel. But how has the French government responded there, and what's the situation now?
Well, President Jacques Chirac has reacted very strongly on this issue. And in fact, anti-Semitic incidents in France declined somewhat last year. It was Chirac who was the first French president to apologize for French complicity in the Holocaust. At the Auschwitz ceremony, Chirac said, "Evil is embodied in this place, tearing at our hearts and burning our consciences for eternity." But there's still problems. The French xenophobe Jean-Marie Le Pen said recently that the Nazi occupation of France was not inhuman. And in schools, there are large numbers of Muslim students, many of whom refuse to take classes on the Holocaust, claiming their own history, for example, the Algerian Revolution, is not included in the curriculum.
NPR's Sylvia Poggioli in Rome, thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.